1450 AM, WKXL, 1039 FM in the Concord area, 1019 FM, our brand new signal in the Manchester area. Kale and Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and by our good friends at Weed Family Automotive, 124 Story Street in Concord. Give them a call, make an appointment right now, 603-225-7988, Weed Family Automotive. .com. And one of the great events of the holiday season is upon us, and we are talking about the 11th annual Gift of Lights at New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. Joining us on Kale & Company, the president and general manager of New Hampshire Motor Speedway, David McGrath. And David, welcome to Kale & Company. Great to have you with us.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for having me on, Ken.
And this spectacular event, as it has been every year, begins Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 11 years. This is the 11th running of the Gift of Lights, which we're super excited about. And yes, and all the fun starts Thanksgiving evening.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then the fun doesn't stop until January 2nd of 2022. So lots of opportunities to get out and enjoy the Gift of Lights.
Yeah, what's really nice too, Ken, is it's open. It's open all week, and certainly including Christmas and New Year's Day. So folks, certainly don't have to jam pack everything into a weekend. If they wanted to come out midweek, they can certainly do that as well. But it's just a fun opportunity for families to be in their vehicle, travel through a wonderful light show, and spend time together and get in that holiday spirit.
Well, it is a spectacular light show. Speaking from experience, I've witnessed it a number of times. And for those who have never experienced the Gift of Lights, how about a little preview of what they can expect?
Well, yeah. So they get to basically drive 2.5 miles, Ken, throughout the New Hampshire Motor Speedway property and go into the infield, go through the what we call the Tunnel of Lights, and go on into the infield. And it's just a fantastic display, and it's over 3.5 million lights throughout the entire property, and it's a lot of fun. And this year we're bringing back a couple of favorite things that that folks have liked over the years, including our popular s'mores pit, which will be Thursday through Sunday evening, so you can go through the entire light show, park your vehicle, get out, and make a s'more with your kid at the s'mores pit. And I think that's a lot of fun. And then this year we're bringing back the ever-popular You'll Light Up the Night Run Walk, which takes place on Sunday, December 12th at 4:30. And that's a 2.1-mile fun run through the lights on foot. So we think if you're so inclined to come join us for that as well. So a lot of fun, I think a lot of family favorites, and certainly just a wonderful way to get into the holiday spirit.
You know, you talk about kids and s'mores. I think there'll be quite a few adults taking part in that as well.
Yeah, they will. And you know, I'd be remiss, Ken, if I didn't say that, of course, a lot of the proceeds will benefit Speedway Children's Charities, which is our charitable organization that helps those organizations that help children in need all across New England. So you get to get in the holiday spirit, Ken, you bring your family, and you're helping out a great charity all at the same time.
And I understand the Loudoun Food Pantry is also a beneficiary.
Yes, the Loudoun Pantry has been a recipient of, I think we've generated close to like 99,000 pounds of food over the years in this 11th running of this event, and we're really proud to help the community. It's an important part of our DNA and what we like to bring to the communities and with where our speedways are located all across the country, and certainly the Loudoun Food Pantry is no different, and we're glad to do that and happy to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I just can't imagine, and you mentioned 3.5 million twinkly LED lights. I mean, what a job it must be to get everything up and running in the first place.
Yeah, you know, it's an amazing thing to watch, Ken, as this group of individuals who come in and set this show up. They spend weeks, and I mean weeks, going through the property and setting up these displays. I mean, 3.5 million lights, but, you know, that's a lot. And it's fun to watch them, but boy, I'll tell you, come Thanksgiving evening when they throw that switch, it's fun to see it all come to life. But yeah, a lot of hard work goes behind the scenes, and again, just a unique opportunity for families to get together, come on out to the Speedway, and get into the holiday spirit, and help out a wonderful charity all at the same time.
Yeah, and very inexpensive as well, too. Single vehicle passes for the vehicles, $30 to $35. And buses and limos, only $60 each. So a very inexpensive way to have a really fun evening.
Absolutely. And you can go to NHMS.com for all the details. And certainly, if anything changes because of weather, because sometimes that does happen,
sure,
we'll certainly let folks know way in advance whether, you know, if weather is impacting the event and it can't operate on a given night. So NHMS.com, I tell all your listeners, that's where you want to go to get all the information.
And you know, it's always fun. I know if there's a real bad snowstorm, it's not going to be in operation. But if the snow is just, you know, just some flurry activity and coming down very lightly, it just adds to the atmosphere.
It does. And our crews do a wonderful job, Ken, of making sure that the route is open. And yeah, light snow is not a problem. It's when we get those big major storms where travel is just not advisable. That's when we'll let people know. But yeah, there is nothing more magical than driving through holiday lights when you got a nice dusting or a nice light snow. It just puts you in that spirit for sure.
It does. And lots of special theme nights along the way, too, beginning on Monday, the 29th. Dress your pet night. So get your pet dressed up, and you get a little discount on your ticket to see the lights.
Yeah, we've got a couple of crazy nights planned, and certainly $5 off is a nice little bump. But yeah, dress your pet, crazy PJ night. We've got a crazy sweater night, and then of course our favorite, decorate your car night. So,
yeah,
a lot of opportunities for folks to do that, and then of course, don't forget that you'll also receive a $2 admission rebate when you bring in some canned goods for the Loudoun Food Pantry as well. So there's a lot of ways to save money, certainly doing the theme nights and certainly bringing food for the Loudoun Food Pantry.
Yeah, absolutely. And crazy, as you mentioned, the crazy PJ night coming up on the 30th of November, then the 1st of December, the crazy sweater night, the 8th, as you said, decorate your car night. So decorate it festively. You get $5 off your admission price. And another great thing, too, Thursday, December 9th, military members and first responders can enjoy the gift of lights for free.
Yes, very important. We're really proud of that, and we're glad to do that. And I think that's going to be a really popular night. And so military members, first responders, bring your families. Come on in. We think that's a wonderful tribute to all the things that they do for all of us.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, of course, David, it is never, never too early to start thinking about the upcoming NASCAR season. I know, the 2021 season just came to an end. It was a great season for NASCAR, and, the new season will start up in February with Daytona, but we aim at July 16th and 17th, the big weekend coming up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Yeah, you know, and I would tell you, Ken, what we're really excited about and want all the listeners to understand is 2022 is going to feel like, it's what I'm calling, kind of what I'm dubbing the return to like a normal NASCAR weekend, right? Where you're going to have two great days of racing action. You've got a doubleheader on Saturday, the 16th of July, and then you've got the big cup race on Sunday, the 17th. But you're going to have your practice and your qualifying back for both of the national series. You got the Whelen Modifieds as part of that whole weekend, and then of course the Xfinity Series on the doubleheader on Saturday. So it's just a lot of fun, and you can camp all week at the Speedway. And I think fans are going to really see that it's a return to a normal NASCAR weekend at the Magic Mile, and we're really beyond excited about hosting fans. And yes, it's never too early to be thinking about 2022. It makes a great holiday gift to get a ticket for a loved one or yourselves. But NHMS.com for all your ticketing information, camping information. And we're going to throw one heck of a party for fans next year.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, get those tickets and, make a great Christmas gift to get tickets to the big race weekend on the 16th and 17th of July.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're excited. There'll be a brand new vehicle that's never raced at the Magic Mile before. The next-gen NASCAR Cup car will be here next year. And I know that it's going to provide some great racing action. And quite frankly, Ken, the last couple of years, the Magic Mile has produced, I think, some of the best racing in all of NASCAR, right? I mean, nail-biting, last-minute finishes. So I think fans are in for a real treat. And yes, never too early to be thinking about 2022 and getting a ticket and joining us for what I think is going to be a great summer tradition and a great summer weekend of racing.
Well, this past year, I remember, and, at Loudoun, it was kind of a cloudy and rainy day, and, Eric Amarola came out of nowhere in the last couple of laps to win the thing.
Yeah, the last, you know, if you go back a couple of years, the racing, the finishes have been really, really tight and a lot of fun. And yeah, we do have those surprise winners every now and again. And Eric hadn't won at our track, and to see him actually get into victory lane was exciting and certainly, you know, sprung-board him into an opportunity to be a part of the playoffs this year. So we were really happy to see him do that. But again, I think that fans see great racing. The Magic Mile produces great NASCAR racing, and we know it'll do the same in 2022. And you want to be here. You want to actually physically sit in the grandstands and enjoy that with your family. It's a fun weekend, and kids, you know, kids are free on Saturday, 12 and under, and kids 12 and under are only $10 on Sunday. So it's a great family opportunity, and parking is free, and so there's just a, it's just a fun way to spend a summer weekend in New Hampshire.
Folks, you heard it right. Parking is free. I mean, you look at some other sporting venues in New England and beyond, and, you know, in some cases, the parking is more expensive than the ticket to the event itself, but not at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, where parking is absolutely free. That is incredible.
Yeah, you know, again, we try to create a weekend where families can, you know, have an affordable a weekend of fun and not, you know, not have to break the bank in order to do that. So, yes, you can come on in, park for free, and again, kids 12 and under on Saturday are free as well, and then 12 and under on Sunday, are only $10. So just a great time for families to get together, and I'm telling you, kids love race cars.
I know.
We don't disappoint on that front here at the Magic Mile.
No, you don't. I mean, and it's great to watch all of the races on TV, and they do a great job covering them, but there is nothing like being at a NASCAR race, whether it be the Xfinity Series, the Whelen Modifieds, which always put on a great show, or the Cup race itself on Sunday. Nothing like being there. Nothing matches it, for sure.
No, I always tell people, Ken, if you get a chance while you're here, just to walk along the front stretch while any one of those racing series are actually on the track, it literally takes your breath away. It's a visceral experience that it's hard to explain when you're watching it on TV, but when you're here in person, you get it, and you get it really quickly. And they're going by really quickly, and it's just a overload of sensory, and it's just a lot of exciting. It's a lot of fun, and I think families will really enjoy that. And I know kids absolutely just love the energy and the excitement.
And it's a great family atmosphere. Lots of kids attending the races on both days, and practice and qualifying back in 2022, back to normal.
Yeah, and what I would tell listeners is we're working out through the details right now with NASCAR. We haven't quite finalized, as we sit here in November, we haven't quite finalized all the final details. But keep an eye on everything on NHMS.com. Our website will have all the information. Our teams will continually update fans as we add things. We've got a few more tricks up our sleeve that we're not ready to announce today. But trust me when I tell you, We're going to try to add even more racing into the weekend. So stay tuned. But yes, they'll be practicing qualifying back again in 2022, and more details on that to follow. But it's coming.
More racing, perhaps? Huh? Wow,
absolutely.
That's quite a tease, Dave.
Yep. Well, you're the first to hear it, Ken. So this is a little scoop for all your listeners.
Breaking news right here. On WKXL.
Our plan is to give you so much racing. You need a couple of days of rest just to rest up from all the fun you're going to have.
David McGrath is with us, president and general manager of New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. And if you've never had the opportunity to experience a race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, well, I'll tell you what, make 2022 the season to do it, and get out there starting Thanksgiving night and take a ride around the 2.5-mile course at New Hampshire Motor Speedway and see the most spectacular Christmas-like display that you will ever see. And you can get the whole carload in for $30 to $35. If you have a bus or a limo, it's only $60. And you can pack a lot of people into those buses and limos. Do you get many buses and limos taking
we
advantage
do.
Of
you'd
it?
Be, you, Yeah, we do, Ken. You'd be surprised how many roll through in the course of that event. But yeah, a lot come through, and they're always, always, always so jazzed and having such a great time. It's fun to see.
It is, and it truly is. And the s'mores are back, and things are getting back to normal. And the race weekend in July, the 16th and 17th, will be go on as normal as we remember the great racing weekends from the past. First New Hampshire International Speedway, and now New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and you mentioned the Whelen Modified Tour. I tell you what, I don't think there have been any more spectacular finishes in any series that have run on that track than in the Whelen Modified Tour.
No, it is something to behold when you watch those competitors in that series. I mean, they put on such a show. I mean, they swapped the lead almost twice a lap. I mean, it's amazing to actually, and honestly, the last 10 laps of that race, I think, is some of the best racing in the United States of America. I mean, it's just absolutely edge of your seat fun and not to be missed. And that's Saturday along with the Xfinity series. So two great races and then the big cup race on Sunday. So yep. it's a jam-packed weekend for sure.
And a lot of people don't realize, we talk about the great race weekend in July, but a lot of people don't realize how busy the track is on, almost a year-round basis.
Yeah, I mean, we open up on really April 1st, and we don't close until October 31st. And almost any given day, you've got that track rented out for some level of motorsports, whether it's a car club that may come in and rent the track, or it's motorcycle racing. Even when the track is being used, Ken, other parts of the property are being utilized all at the same time. You may have some drifting going on where people drive around in a parking lot, drifting their cars, swinging out the rear ends of their vehicles around certain cone packages.
Mm-hmm.
You may even have the New Hampshire State Police practicing on their motorcycles on our property. There's go-karting going on our property. I mean, there's always something happening at the Speedway. But, to think it's just one race in July, no. That's not the case at all. I mean, we're booked almost every day from April through the end of October. It's pretty amazing, actually.
And, of course, Motorcycle Week concludes there as well. So always something exciting going on. And how about the Northeast Motorsports Museum? Is that open this time of year?
It is. I believe it's open on the weekends, and you can go to their website to check out more. But that is absolutely 9,000 square feet of just an awesome, awesome, awesome tribute to motorsports, all levels of motorsports, not certainly just NASCAR, but all levels of motorsports in New England. And Dick Berggren and his team at that facility have done an amazing job, really, Ken. I would tell listeners, if you've never been to the Motorsports Museum, you should really make it a point to stop and see it. It is amazing. It's a gem, to say the least.
Oh, it is. No question about that. The entire facility is first class, probably the greatest sporting facility, acre for acre, than any other in New England. It's spectacular. It really comes to life in July, of course, for the big race weekend. But other times of the year, it's busy as well. So, for any information that you may need, just NHMS.com. And don't forget, things open up on Thursday, Thanksgiving night, for the Gift of Lights on the Magic Mile and beyond, really, because you're going to be driving 2.5 miles.
Yeah, this is not a quick trip, Ken. You
right.
get to really enjoy this and have fun with your families. You really will enjoy it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's a great way to ring in the holidays and get really... get into the holiday spirit. And, I bet if you go during the early few days, you'll want to go back again and take other members of your family or friends, or at least tell them about it. Because if you've never been before, 3.5 million lights. Just imagine that, 3.5 million lights in the holidays coming to life for sure. David, I want to thank you for taking time out today and joining us here on Kale & Company. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Ken. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to seeing all the listeners come on out and support the Gift of Lights this year and a wonderful charity, Speedway Children's Charity.
Well, happy holidays to you and the rest of the great staff at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Thank you. Thank you. And to you as well.
Thanks, David. David McGrath, joining us on Kale & Company. Great to have him with us today, president and general manager of New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. You'll have to check it out. It is the gift of lights at the Speedway. 1450 WKXL, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM. That's our brand new signal in Manchester, booming. I was in downtown Manchester the other night, and 101.9 booming into downtown Manchester, and Manchester and vicinity experiencing the over-the-air programming on WKXL for the first time as WKXL celebrates 75 years of great radio in the Concord area, but now expanding that base to the Manchester area as well. And Kale and Company is presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and by Weed Family Automotive. They are located at 124 Store Street in Concord, 603-225-7988. WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you. ...1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM in Manchester. Kale & Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and by Weed Family Automotive, located at 124 Store Street in Concord. You can call for an appointment right now at 603-225-7988, weedfamilyautomotive.com. And we want you to celebrate WKXL's new 101.9 FM Manchester station. Great signal in downtown Manchester. We just got bigger, now in both the capital city and in the Queen City of Manchester. And we, WKXL, is paying for the party. You can win an entertainment package, including tickets to the Palace Theater or to see the Boston Pops on us. How about that? And dinner as well. So you can enter to win at www.facebook.com/NHTalkRadio or at twitter.com/WKXLNH. Now you can register between November the 29th and December the 4th. So bear that in mind, November the 29th through December the 4th. WKXLNH Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you. And thanks to David McGrath for joining us today from New Hampshire Motor Speedway and the great gift of lights taking place through January the 2nd of 2022, open every night, unless there may be some real inclement weather. But if it's just, you know, lightly snowing, it adds to the atmosphere of the great event at New Hampshire Motor Speedway going on Thanksgiving night through January 2nd of 2022. And I do want to mention that still ongoing at Bektash Temple, the Bektash Shrine at 189 Pembroke Road in Concord. It is the annual Festival of Trees. What a spectacular time. We've been talking with Lloyd Dowdy, the past potentate at the Bektash Shrine, all about what's taking place this week, ending on Sunday. You can do it online as well, too. You can bid on the trees and, you know, put in your chances for the trees online, and also in person at the Bektash Shrine on Pembroke Road in Concord. So check that out, and you know where the Bektash Shrine is. And if you have never attended the Festival of Trees, by all means, I urge you to get out and do so. And, you know, their work benefits, you know, the great Shriners Hospitals throughout New England and around the country as well, in North America, a couple in Canada, too. So get out and enjoy, get into the holiday spirit with the Festival of Trees at the Bektash Shrine that is in Concord. It is Kale and Company, a delight to have you with us here. Thanks for tuning in today. If you're new to the show, we welcome you here at 1450 AM, 1039 FM, our brand new signal in Manchester at 1019 FM. Kale and Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and Weed Family Automotive at 124 Storrs Street in Concord, 603-225-7988, weedfamilyautomotive.com. WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you. 1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM in the Concord area, 101.9 FM in Manchester and beyond. It is Kale & Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Storrs Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. And joining us for the first time on WKXL's Kale & Company, we welcome our resident flick chick, and that would be Kitty Ray. Kitty Ray, how are you today?
Hello, Mr. Kale. I'm doing great. Hey, you know what? And I am so glad that you called me the right name, the flick chick.
That's right. The flick chick, not the chick flick. I've called you that before, too. But
yes, you have. So, and other things, I'm sure. However, yes, the flick chick.
And you are back. First time appearance here on WKXL. It is the holiday season, Kitty Ray. Lots of people want to head back to the movies. They haven't had an opportunity to go or have been a little bit leery because of COVID, but the theaters are open now. And I know for a fact that you have been back and already seen a few movies.
I have. And, you know, it's something that it is the holiday time and the families are gathering and people are being vaccinated and wearing masks where they need to, going out to the theaters and all these fun events. So, yes, I actually have. And I'm ready to talk, like, about three movies. I don't know how much time we have.
Oh, we have plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Oh, good. Well, you know what else I like? Plenty of popcorn.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. With butter.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Nice buttered popcorn.
Yes, you cannot beat that, Mr. Kale, that's for sure. Yeah, I actually, you know, the last week, you know, I've been checking out the theaters. I've been attending quite a few, actually, and it, I just wanted to talk about a couple of them if I could today. And
you certainly may.
All right, and not in any particular order, however it may be. The first one I want to talk about is Spencer. Spencer is that movie that is a drama about Princess Diana.
Yeah.
And Prince Charles, and it's rated R, and it is about an hour and about an hour and 50 minutes, something like that. I didn't really keep time, and I tell you the truth, I didn't check on it. But it's a drama, and it came out this year, you know, in the marriage of the two women, and it was around their holidays as well. It was set around that time, and you could tell in it that, and it stars Kristen Stewart, by the way, and she plays Princess Diana. And the highlight of that movie is Kristen Stewart's portrayal of her. And it really is, not sure if she'll get an Academy Award nomination, but I know already that she's had some, there's been some talk out there about her performance, and kind of a dark movie. It's not one of my favorite movies. It is, I don't know if I mentioned it, but it is rated R, and it's rated R for some language and alcohol use and smoking.
Smoking, yes.
Smoking.
Look out for those smoking sequences.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And they do have some profanity in it, but it, trust me, from some of the movies I've seen in the past, this is mild, but it still is rated R. So, yeah, so I saw that one, and
well, you know, I have to just jump in and tell folks that Kitty Ray judges her movies by boxes of popcorn.
Yes, I do.
Ranging from one box of popcorn to five. Five, of course, being the best in terms of Kitty Ray's rating. So Spencer, starring Kristen Stewart as Diana Spencer, what do you rate that in terms of boxes of popcorn?
Oh, gosh, you know what? I would love to do this first review on your show, on your new Kale & Company, I can only give it a 2.
2?
Yes, and I'm not sure, Ken, if it was because of the content and how I really felt for Diana, Princess Diana, and the family and everything that was going on in their life. So maybe her acting was really spectacular, and she really did draw me in. But I'm only giving it 2.
Just 2?
2 boxes. Yes.
Now, it's interesting. I was just looking that the Rotten Tomatoes on that from a conglomerate of movie critics, they gave it 84%. 84%.
Wow.
But
wow.
The audience rating, taken by another polling company, the audience rating wasn't as good. That was only 2.5. So you're more in line. You're more in line with the audience than you are with the movie critics because, you know, we always say when we talk to you that you cannot be bought by the major Hollywood studios. They can't impact you. They can't give you all kinds of gifts and other stuff to make you say great things about their movie.
No, they cannot.
No.
They cannot. Not even entice me with an extra box of popcorn.
Really? That wouldn't even do it?
No, it would not put me over the top. It would not put me over the top. Not, oh, for sure.
See?
So, yes. Well, that's cool to know that.
Yep. Kale? You were pretty much in line with the audience. And
good.
I know that's how you consider yourself, a member of the
I
audience.
Do.
You don't consider yourself a professional movie reviewer, although you've seen many, many movies over the years.
I have.
But
I've had my share.
I think you have the real people's opinion of these movies in most cases. People may disagree, but, you know, I think you look at it from a real person's standpoint, a real moviegoer's standpoint. You've seen many, many, many over the years. And so what else have you seen in addition to Spencer?
Well, the next movie is The French Dispatch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Connection.
Doom, no. You know what? I have so many times have said that, and in my mind, I think that. You can tell I'm old, and that it's like, oh, The French Connection. No, this is The French Dispatch.
No, Gene Hackman is not in this one.
He is not.
No, he's one of the few, right, that's not in it.
I was going to say, they have. This is one of the movies that I think that what they do now in Hollywood, and hey, it's great if you can grab a cameo of someone that's just in the movie for a few minutes or a few lines even. Some don't even have lines.
Right.
And I like that because I think when you go to a movie, you know, it's like you never know what you're going to see. And it could be a cameo. You know, like you go to a Marvel movie and you see Stan Lee in one of them, well, you used to, and like you look forward to that. And so this French Dispatch, you know, it is actually the movie is 1 hour and 48 minutes, and I did check that time. I didn't time it on my watch, but I did look after, and it's a comedy, and I did see that someone listed it as a romance comedy. I'm not sure if I call it that. However, it is one that has, oh my gosh, a huge cast of celebrities. And, you know, it's based on, well, without saying too much, but it's about an American magazine editor. And I believe they're in Kansas. And, but they have this fictional magazine. And I think it's Ennui, and in France, and he has his journalists, or the journalists are, they write about this fictional community or town, and so it's like a collection of stories in this movie, and they cover many things. I mean, it could be about, as you would look in a magazine, well, wait a minute, I only want to look at about, or read about food, or political stances, or local government, or anything like that. It's actually a fast-paced movie, and I mentioned the time of an hour and 48 minutes because it went really fast. And the cast of characters, I mean, Bill Murray's in it, Jeffrey Wright. And in fact, Jeffrey Wright is one of the guys in there. I go, I've seen him in so many movies, but the one that I remember him in is God, now I can't think of it. Beatty in The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
But Henry Winkler, Fonzie's in this, and Frances McDormand, and Tilda Swinton, and oh my gosh, there's so many. Even Edward Norton, and he wasn't even in long enough for me because I'm a huge fan of his. But it's a fast-paced movie, and I think it's rated R. Yes, it is rated R. Rated R, but it's really a good movie. It's a good movie, and I love the direction. They even added, you know, the acting, and then they did some actually cartoon or illustrations. You just never know what you find in this movie.
That's true, yeah. And they go from black and white to color and then some cartoon animation. I just caught it before it was about to leave town. Unfortunately, it was at the Red River Cinema for a while, and I caught it the next to the last day it was there. But I'm sure if you really want to see it and look hard enough in your local listings that you'll be able to find it somewhere in the general vicinity.
Yeah, I think I have actually seen it, well, at Red River, as you mentioned, and I did see that it was like in Massachusetts, one of the bordering towns. So it's not too far if you want to see this. I wouldn't be surprised if it's out in streaming land as well.
Oh, I'm sure it must be somewhere, right? There are so many platforms these days. It's got to be out there somewhere. If it's not now, it will be soon.
Correct.
I'm sure.
Correct.
So The French Dispatch is the name of it. An amazing cast, as you mentioned. Bill Murray is, quote unquote, the star of it, but Francis McDormand and so many more.
And Timothy Chalamet.
All right,
When you said Francis, I was thinking of her character in it, and they have a great story to tell.
So we have to get to the bottom line here, and that is how many boxes of popcorn are you going to award to The French Dispatch?
Well, I am going to, based on it, it just didn't run long enough for me. Where Spencer, I just mentioned, was a little too long for me. This one, I'm only giving it 4.5. I would like to give it a 5, but you know I'm a tough critic.
You are.
And they really have to push me over the top for this one. But I'm going to give it 4.5 because it's one I would see again.
All right. So you would see it again if it comes to a theater near you, or if it comes on one of the many streaming platforms that there are out there. I'm sure you would watch it. And I would like to see it again, too, because, I missed some of the cameos. When I saw the credits at the end, I said, oh, I didn't even know. I have to admit, I didn't even know Henry Winkler was in it.
No way.
I did not. Fail. I did not. But the Rotten Tomatoes, they give it 75%. They gave it less than they gave Spencer. And the audience said 3.4. The audience rating was 3.4 out of the scale of 5. So, So there you go. A little bit higher than it was. In fact, almost a point higher than it was for Spencer. Now, I know you have one more, but we're going to take a quick break here.
Okay.
But we have to pay some bills here at 1450 AM WKXL. 1039 FM in the Concord area, 1019 FM, our new signal in the Manchester area. Kale & Company presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. And by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. You can give them a call right now, make an appointment. I'm sure Bobby and Charlie are standing by. Maybe even Dan will answer the phone at 603-225-7988. WeedFamilyAutomotive.com. WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Talking about what matters to you. 1450 AM, WKXL, 1039 FM, 1019 FM in the Manchester area. Kale & Company presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. And Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. Kitty Ray, our resident flick chick, is with us. I want to get it right, Kitty Ray. And we're talking movies, and Kitty will join us here from time to time on Kale & Company. It's the holiday season, and people are back at the theaters. And one other movie I know that you saw. Tell us about it.
Yes, I'm dying to tell you about this one.
Pun intended. Pun intended.
Yes. You know what? This is actually one of my favorite movies. It really is. And I am a huge fan of James Bond, Shaken Not Stirred.
Yep.
Or I'm not sure what he said, but No Time to Die. Oh, my gosh. I saw this movie about a week or so ago, and 2 hours and 43 minutes. It's 2 hours and 43 minutes.
But time flies when you're having fun.
You know what? It really is. It really does. It's an action suspense movie, and it's rated, I think, as PG something. It's not rated R, and I think that's part of why this kind of is a kind of a fun holiday, fun holiday movie. And I think it might be rated PG 13.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
PG 13, but has some of my favorite actors in it. But two of my favorite, Daniel Craig and Rami Malek. I love Rami Malek, and anyone who has heard me before knows how much I love.
Yeah, played Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Jeffrey Wright, who I just had mentioned, that was in the French, in the French Dispatch as well. He's in this movie, and yes, this is James Bond. And without telling too much about this movie, if anyone, I don't want to have a spoiler in here, but it's one of those I didn't want to end, and there's a reason for that. And you know, he's trying to retire, you know, in Jamaica. And his old friend comes and gets him from the CIA to ask for his help. And James Bond can't say no, and he takes off and he gets involved in it. And oh my gosh, it's—I don't know what to say about this movie other than it's—I just loved it. I thought it was a great movie. I really did.
And it was. There's no doubt about that. It was supposed to be released quite a while ago, but
yes, it did.
Yeah, due to COVID and the fact that most movie theaters were closed for a long, long time, it was held back from a wide release. So you waited and went to the theater. And what do you give this in terms of boxes of popcorn?
Well, I, you know what? It's a borderline of 4.5 to 5, and 5 being the best. And I'm, again, I emotionally am involved in these movies, and it's like I didn't want it to end.
Yeah.
And I may go and see it again and again, and hoping the end would change.
Well, don't give away too much now.
I promise I'm not. Yeah. That's why I kind of gave that spoiler thing there. But it's a great movie. I'm going to give it, you know what, I'm giving it a 5.
Why not? 10. And I know you don't do that very often.
It does not happen. It's the holiday season.
Yeah. But it was an outstanding movie. Worth the wait. Rated PG-13. And the Rotten Tomatoes folks gave that one an 84. Same as they gave to Spencer.
No.
Yeah. Gave that an 84. But the audience ratings were 3.5, so a little bit more than the French Dispatch, and a point more than Spencer. But so you would rank them in the terms of the three you saw recently: No Time to Die, number one;
correct.
The French Dispatch, number two;
close second;
and Spencer, not such a close third.
No, and again, you know, I think this is why the movies are such a great release, it's so unique. I might love this movie, and there might be someone else that goes in and goes, Kitty, you have to be kidding me, this movie, you know, the direction. And again, I know people look at it like people were talking about like, oh, the director, he really knew how to capture the moment. You know, I try to look at it as the big, how I feel during it, after, do I keep thinking about that movie? Sometimes it's the music in it.
Yeah, oh, great soundtrack, great as usual,
yeah.
And quickly, we don't want to give away too much, but stick around for the credits. Stick around for the credits.
That is correct.
All right.
That's sometimes the best part.
We've got to wrap it up.
All right, sir.
Your favorite James Bond, favorite actor to play James Bond.
Well, you know what? And they've had many of them, but my favorite, I will say, was the first. You know what? First, as in Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second would be the last. Well, of the series so far, Daniel Craig.
All right.
But my favorite is Sean Connery. How about yours, Cale?
Sean Connery, without question.
Yes.
No question.
Yes.
We've got to leave it there, Kitty Ray. Thank you.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Yes, please.
And that will do it for this edition of Kale and Company. Thank you for joining us on 1450 WKXL, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM, WKXL, NH Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you.